And okay.
A video.
No, just audio. No.
So it's a three-dimensional holographic recording. They give them to you when you join Google.
Yeah, everybody gets one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't say anything you wouldn't tell your mother or girlfriend.
You wouldn't see on Google.
So after, you know, a short introduction, we can just start shouting. Well, what has been going on, say, the last couple of years? First, I was very busy with a project called ARP, which didn't get very popular. After that, I went back to working on Vim, and first I fixed all the bugs that were reported and managed to do a few little things, and that became Vim 6.4. And since then, I've been working on Vim 7 with quite a few new features. And that took a long time. I think I spent maybe 15 months doing that. And so Vim 7 was released in May, if I'm not mistaken, May, June? May it was. And so it was really a big release. And I think it's been going quite well. Of course, there were bug reports and things need to be fixed, but no really big worries. Since then, I've started working for Google, and that means I have a full-time job, and that of course limits the time I have available to work on Vim.
You mean that?
Quite a lot.
They're not sponsoring you to work on Vim?
Not full-time, no. Also for me, you know, since I've been working on Vim so long, and before Vim 7 was released, I was actually working on Vim full time, and that was time for me to start doing something else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not that I really got bored, but just that, you know, sometimes you just want to do something else and learn new things. But that's not meaning that, you know, I stop working on Vim or I drop it and, you know, abandon the project. Actually, Google allows me to work some of my time on Vim, and which is very good. So added to that my spare time, and I'm not climbing mountains in Switzerland, I can actually also do some more work on Vim. But so far it means that I barely managed to fix all reported bugs, and maybe add a few small things, but not much more than that. So that means, I mean, a lot of people have ideas about, you know, Vim should do this, and this should be improved, and we need a GUI for this, and we need a widget system in Vim, and, you know, all kinds of wild ideas. And I think, sure, just send me a patch, and then, of course, nothing happens. And that means, you know, we have to be very selective about what I will work on. It's clear that bugs need to be fixed, and mostly, well, some bugs get fixed by others, that's certainly true, but quite a few of them, actually I made the bug, so I should also fix it. So that's taking most of my time right now, but soon I hopefully will have some time available to actually add some new features, but small things. I will not have really like a year to make something really big. So what got added in Vim 7? I think I actually spent most time on spell checking. Basically because I've tried out different solutions and decided the simple solutions don't work, so I have to do something complicated, and of course it takes time to implement. But that's got done, and so far there's not been too many problems with that. Some other things that maybe are important to some people but didn't take much time. The completion mechanism, which actually wasn't really a big thing to add as a mechanism, but now you have for every language you have to fill it in, actually do find the completed words. And I did do it for C, which of course is one of the simplest things to do. But like for Java, it's of course much, much more complicated. And other languages. So that hopefully people will actually work on that because it's in Vim script. So everybody can actually work on that. Of course, you need to know the language, you need to know Vim script, so it's not that simple. Otherwise, a lot of small additions and things. Some are very noticeable and some are like undo branches. I don't know if everybody, if you actually noticed it's there, I mean, but it's so important that at one time you make a mistake and you actually lose text without it. And now finally you have a way to go back in time to the state of the text you had. So it's more like a safety net feature, if you know the command, of course.
If you know it's there.
Yeah, I mean, if you just undo, you don't get there.
Yeah.
You need to know the command to go back in time instead of in the tree. And of course the Vim script language got enhanced with dictionaries and lists mainly. Lots of new functions. Some people don't like that because it's now even harder to find the function you need. But anyway, that's how it is. And I think actually using lists and dictionaries, just like they are in Python, actually makes Vim script simpler to use, because it's so much simpler to do, you know, things that require a list of things or a set of things. So that's quite nice. Okay, so that's where we are now. Vim 7 is there. And so what's next? That's up to you to say something.
You have no plans yet?
Well, you know, we have a to-do list. I don't know if you have a look at it. It's, you know, it's just help to do. And it's a bit long.
I mean, it's a real to-do list, but...
And also, you know, even though it's long, the entries are very terse, very short. And maybe I'm the only one who actually understands what's described there.
I like the classification too. Configure including? Maybe not. Probably not.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't have time to update the sorting.
No, no, definitely not this.
Yeah, well, you never know. We do have unclassified.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, a huge list of things that people ever thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. This is the thing, Bob.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Join us.
Good. 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 Good.
Good. Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
There's a few here. Yeah,
still
I think nobody is brave enough to sit next to me. So yeah, the to-do list is too long. Although I think quite a few of the things in there are actually very useful. Mostly that's why I put in. Somebody just sent me an email saying, would it be nice if Tim could do this? I think, yeah, that would be nice. So I just put it in the to-do list somewhere and then forget about it. Because, you know, there's too many things. So the issue here is how do we sort it? Like, what's the next thing to work on? That's tricky. So actually that's one of the main reasons I'm, you know, doing this book, to find out what people actually think. Yeah. Of course there's also the voting system on the Vim website. I look into that now.